to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
Oh, but dear, the sky is low white.
side. I don't believe it's been slit in my throat. It's all I am. I'm a heard your voice through a photograph. I thought that I've been brought up the path. Once you know.
How long will I slide? gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Cut off all of your hair. Did you flinch? Did you care? Did he look? Did he stop and stare at your brand new hair? Local boy, local news. Power lines hanging boots. Firemen in their trucks cut loose. A local boy shoes. Cadillac, Cadillac. Businessmen dressed in slacks. I'ma buy one for us when I get back. A big Cadillac, and you can wave to all of your friends, and I'll never leave you again. Would you write, would you call back, baby, if I wrote you a song? I've been gone, but you're still my lady. O's with a cigarette, it's Juliet. Flapper girl, flapper girl. Prohibition and curls. Hair of gold and a neck of pearls. It's flapper girl. And you can wait to all of your friends, and I'll never. Call back, baby, I wrote you a song. I've been gone, but you're still my lady. I need you at home. 'Cause if you ain't behind my door, then I ain't got a home anymore. Would you write, would you call back, baby, I wrote you a song. I've been gone, but you're still my lady. I need you at home. Lovers come, lovers go. Lovers leave me alone. She'll come back to me.
Try her best to help me. She could steal She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But you'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Frequently kind, and she's suddenly cruel. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool.
and she can't be convicted. She's earned her degree, and the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. This is Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Yeah. fancy clothes, and he liked to wear heels and diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got a Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe.
Sometimes when the cuckoo's crying,